And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 1st of April, 2016, April Fool's Day, day for hoaxes and practical jokes. In the April issue of Sports Illustrated, 1985, George Plimpton reported that the New York Mets had recruited a phenomenal young pitcher who'd learned in a Tibetan monastery. His name was Sid Finch. He could throw a 168-mile-per-hour fastball. The subtitle of the article was, "He's a pitcher, part yogi, and part recluse, impressively liberated from our opulent lifestyle," which spells out Happy April Fool's Day. It's the birthday of the pianist and composer Sergei Rachmaninoff, born in Novgorod, Russia, 1873. He was in the middle of writing his famous second piano concerto when his first symphony got not very good reviews, and he stopped writing music for 3 years. It was a nervous breakdown, and he was finally able to overcome it by visiting a psychiatrist who, each time the two of them met, said the same exact words to Rachmaninoff. He said, "You will write your concerto. You will work with great facility. The concerto will be of excellent quality." It's the birthday of the talk show host Rachel Maddow, born in Castro Valley, California, 1973. Went off to Stanford, went to Oxford on a Rhodes Scholarship, earned her doctorate in political science, host of the Rachel Maddow Show on MSNBC since 2008, and the author of the book Drift, The Unmooring of American Military Power. It's the birthday of the novelist Francine Prose, born Brooklyn, 1947, author of Household Saints, about an Italian butcher and his schizophrenic daughter, and Blue Angel, a satire on academia and writing workshops. Francine Prose, who went to Radcliffe, dropped out of grad school after she read Gabriel Garcia Marquez's novel 100 Years of Solitude, which inspired her to write. She's written over 30 books of fiction and nonfiction, including a book on the craft of writing, Reading Like a Writer, in which she advises people who want to be writers to read and to read widely. Her best-selling novel came out a couple of years ago, Lovers at the Chameleon Club, Paris, 1932. It's the birthday of the Czech author Milan Kundera, born in Brno, Czechoslovakia in 1929, expelled from the Communist Party in the early 1950s, active in the Prague Spring Communist Reform Movement of 1968, left Prague for France in 1975, best known for his novel The Unbearable Lightness of Being and The Book of Laughter and Forgetting. Here's a poem for today by May Sarton, April in Maine. The days are cold and brown, brown fields, no sign of green, brown twigs, not even swelling, and dirty snow in the woods. But as the dark flows in, the tree frogs begin their shrill, sweet singing, and we lie on our beds through the ecstatic night, wide awake, cracked open. There will be no going back. April in Maine, a poem by May Sarton from her collected poems, published by W.W. Norton and Company, used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available on iOS devices, subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org, and by Lumosity, introducing a 10-minute fit test to challenge memory, attention, and problem-solving to calculate baseline scores. Learn more at lumosity.com. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.